Patients in the Gaza Strip continue to suffer due to a chronic shortage of medicines and essential medical supplies caused by a years-long Israeli blockade on the impoverished coastal sliver. Gaza's healthcare system has been battered by the siege, while the enclave's health infrastructure has suffered extensive damage during three Israeli wars since 2008. During a press conference on Sunday, the health ministry in Gaza raised the alarm over the deteriorating health conditions of thousands of patients.
An imminent health crisis is in the making due to the inhumane blockade. Thousands of patients face severe health complications that may cost them their lives. The Palestinian Health Ministry is appealing for an urgent international action to save the lives of the patients here.
Hospitals and clinics have run out of over 50% of the essential drugs they need to treat patients, especially those with cancer, cystic fibrosis, and renal failure. According to the Palestinian Ministry of Health, over 1,100 Gazan patients have died due to the blockade since 2007.
Medicine shortage is currently at 52%. This is a very dangerous level, and for health professionals, medicine that is not available poses a huge risk to the lives of chronic patients. Even drugs for diabetes and hypertension are nowhere to be found at our hospitals and health centers.
Officials warned that the health sector in Gaza could soon collapse unless hospitals receive the badly needed medicines and medical supplies. Lack of medicines has plagued the Gaza Strip since 2007 due to inhumane Israeli practices. Experts agree that the complete lifting of the blockade is the only way to bring an end to the plight of nearly 2 million Gazans. Ashraf Shanan, Press TV, Gaza.